1 Corinthians 12:27, another good verse, a helpful brother or sister. I recognize the same handwriting on another question. And the question this time is, 1 Corinthians 12:27, would you agree that this is the local church in Corinth and not the universal church? 1 Corinthians 12:27 says, now you are, and the definite article the is not in there, you are body of Christ and members in particular. Paul wants to give the Christians in Corinth this impression that what you're looking at in the local church here is a visible expression of the body. But he doesn't want to say, you in Corinth, you're a body, and you in Rome, you're a body, and here's another body. There aren't a lot of bodies. There's one body. So how does he communicate that? It's a bit similar to the struggle in John chapter 1, where it says, in the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God. Normally, a definite article would be there, the God. And so the Jehovah's Witness jump on that. But the definite article is missing, because if it was there, it would give the impression that the Lord Jesus was all of God that there is. And so it's this situation where Paul wants to tell everybody in the local church, don't you realize you're a visible expression here of the body? You are very much body of Christ. But it's not the idea that the local church is a body and that you are members of that local body. You are members of the one body. And so it is a difficult picture, I understand that. But I think the idea is that the moment we're saved, we become part of the body. There is one body, and we become part of that body. And our local churches are visible expressions of that. And yes, we are members in particular. I'm a member of the body. And I exercise that organ, that member, which I am, in the context of the local church. Not only that way, I exercise it outside of the local church. I exercise it with other local churches. But I am a member of the body. So would I agree that this is a description of the local assembly in Corinth? Well, yes, it is talking about the Corinthian assembly, and he wants them to know that they're part of that grand body, and so he uses this idea, you are body of Christ. You are, it's not a matter of saying part of the body, but saying you are as much body of Christ as all the other churches are, but it's only one body. And so I want to stand by my claim that membership is in the body and fellowship is in the local church. But I do thank the Christian for pointing that out, and it's an important truth, isn't it? I think we're going to close it down. There were several other questions, but you have been extremely gracious. And just so you don't put me out of fellowship, I'm going to close off at this point. And thank you again for all of your grace and kindness and prayers through this series. As you probably can guess, this isn't easy. It's a heavy burden. I take this very seriously. And I'm not up here trying to cause trouble to anybody. I just want to be a help to the people of God. And I hope it's taken that way. And that, brethren, don't think that I'm trying to enforce my views on anyone. I'm more than open to discuss with any serious Christians what the Scripture says, and I am open to be taught, absolutely. I'm the first one to tell you that I only feebly seek to grasp the magnificent truths that are found concerning the church and the Word of God. Shall we pray? Our Father, once more, we would lift our hearts to Thee and thank Thee from the bottom of our hearts, for ever receiving us into the fellowship of the divine persons. Truly, our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son. And we thank Thee for receiving us when we were very weak and very foolish. and for bearing with us. And that the Spirit of God did not sit us down the first week we were saved with a great long list of all the things that needed to be fixed. He has patiently dealt with us, showing us one thing at a time, bearing with us, bearing with our failures and our weaknesses. Oh, what a gracious Holy Spirit He is. Help us to learn from Him. Help us to treat one another like that. We remember the words of the Lord Jesus after His resurrection. Don't detain me, but go tell my brethren that I ascend to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God. Why, the last we'd heard of these brethren, they'd all forsook Him and fled. But there was nothing they could do to unbrother themselves. We thank Thee for the security we have in the family of God, that nothing can ever change our relationship. But, oh, Father, help us to be serious about our fellowship with Thee and with one another, that we might never do anything that would harm the fellowship which we enjoy, that we would seek to be sensitive to the concerns of other Christians, and that we wouldn't go out of our way to flaunt our freedom, to use our liberty as a cloak of maliciousness, and to say, I have the freedom to do it, so I'll do it. As Paul would say, if my eating meat offends a weak brother, I won't do it as long as I live. Help us to have that concern for one another. We pray too, Father, that the more mature Christians will not enforce their scruples on others. It's a weak brother that we do it for, not a brother who is stronger than we, who feels that we ought to come up to his standards. Remember Abraham of old, that he wouldn't take a shoelace from the king of Sodom, but he didn't enforce that scruple on his fellow fighters. He said, if these men want to take something, let them do it. So help us, Father, to be thoughtful of one another and not enforce our standards on others, to teach the word, to share the truth, to allow the Spirit of God to bring us to solid Bible-based convictions, to understand that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. And we pray that we all might grow up together, encouraging and helping one another. And we commend ourselves to Thee for this evening and thank Thee for being so kind to us and gracious with us, as we thank Thee in the Savior's name.